Hello and welcome to the Uplifting Content Podcast. I'm your host and the founder of Uplifting Content, Ione Butler. And in each episode, I'll be speaking to a special guest about a topic that matters. Enjoy the show. For anyone that might be new to Uplifting Content, I just wanted to give a brief overview as to what we're about, because, you know, sometimes people join in at different times. And so it is a platform, a Facebook page, social. And it's exactly what it says on the tin, uplifting content because the world needs more of it. I often deal with depression, and when I am in these really low places sometimes, it's very difficult to find stuff that is uplifting. And so I wanted to create this hub of inspirational content. So it's a mix of interviews with really incredible people, videos, just super inspiring videos, and blog posts and articles. But what I'm really passionate about, and what is really important with uplifting content, is taking you guys from being a passive audience, people that kind of, you know, maybe just watch some things now and again and, you know, listen to it now and again, and taking that and really building a community of people who are engaged and connect with each other and get up in uplifted and inspired. So that's really what I care about. You know, I don't want everybody just to be sat on Facebook all the time. That's definitely no fun. But what I would really, really love is to start building this community. And the ways in which we're doing that is we have two different things that you can submit for and be part of. And one of them is my uplifting content. So basically when people are inspired by the stuff we post and they make their own uplifting content. And so we're taking submissions from them and we share the very best stuff on the page. Back to what I was talking about with my uplifting content submissions. Is that a bit of a mouthful? Perhaps we should choose something more simple, but that's basically when you, the fantastic uplifting content audience, feel inspired to make something that will uplift other people, and you ask us to share it. So you can submit your My Uplifting Content submissions through the website, upliftingcontent.com, and then we will choose the best stuff and share it on the Facebook page. There was a time where I wasn't actually posting a lot of stuff on the page because Facebook algorithms, it didn't like it and it was killing the reach of the page. But now Facebook has just killed the reach of the page a lot anyway. I'm like, you know what? Why not? You know, let's try and keep the integrity of what we were set out to do. And it kind of sucks that Facebook doesn't show our posts to anybody, but let's just go with that intention and spread good vibes. And then I guess this is where I need you guys to come in. Because if you want uplifting content, if you want to support and kind of spread these great messages and champion other people that are putting themselves out there to make a difference, we need you to watch it, like it, share it, check out the page on a regular basis. Because we can't rely on Facebook showing you things anymore. You kind of have to come back and check. Which leads me on to my another point and my next point. If you haven't done it already, make sure you go to uplifting content, the top of the page, hit following, and then see first. And that way you'll get some uplifting content from us in your newsfeed on a bit more of a regular basis. So my uplifting content submissions, that is from awesome people like you who want to share great work that you've made to inspire people. If you are a writer and you want to submit stuff to our blog, that works too. Just send us links to your stuff. If you've made video content, you know, you send that along. What else? You know, if you're an artist, you've created a beautiful piece of artwork, we'd love to share that too. Share that and promote you, that type of stuff. The other thing that we do is called Uplifting Causes. I feel super passionately about this. I created this page because I wanted to help uplift people and do something positive for people. And it just feels very good when we are doing stuff for others. And I honestly believe that that's what we're meant to do here. We're meant to connect as human beings. We're not meant to make money and just buy a bunch of crap. We are meant to connect and love and support and help one another. And the reason that I know that to be true is because when we do any of those things, we feel really, really good. I feel very good getting beautiful messages from people saying how this page has helped, saying how my Facebook lives have helped. It means the world to me. And I know that within so many people want to help and make a difference, but they just don't know how to. There's so many different things going on. So we have uplifting causes. And what that is if you are working on something, if you have a cause, submit it to us. We've started sharing them again on the page because, like I said, I just gave up caring about what Facebook dictates and I'm just doing what feels right. And we're sharing some of those. We recently posted a video about this couple who are trying to make a It's a Braille reader for people who can't afford Braille readers, because apparently they're quite expensive. So they have a little girl who is deaf and she's also going blind. And so it's this machine that helps you learn Braille or read Braille. I need to get the facts right. But anyway, that's on the page. I had another person who was helping with our website, and he's reaching out because he's sponsoring a boy in Kenya. And so we're going to feature his uplifting causes. And so, you know, we can't feature everything, and we're very strict on what we're doing. Like we're looking for causes where, you know, it's not just somebody saying, give me $6,000 for my, I don't know, some random thing. You know, if, you know, we want to have proof that, it's going towards something. And then you can either submit something that you're trying to get help for, or you can, support something. You know, if there's something that you like the look of, give $5, give $100, reach out to them and ask them, is there anything that I can do to help you? Because that's really what this is all about. It's just really about taking us, you, the audience, from just being passive observers to being, to like really stepping out and like stepping into your power and making an impact and making a change. Right? Because it's easy for us to get overwhelmed with all the burdens of the world. That's definitely something that I found and has happened in the past. But now what I've realized is by taking these like little small steps, stuff gets done. So my uplifting content, which is where you send us your amazing stuff. Uplifting causes, where you submit your causes. And then we also have giveaways. Pretty much everybody that I interview on Tuesdays at 10 a.m., if they're authors or whatever, if they work for a company, pretty much all of them give away stuff because they're awesome human beings. So go to upliftingcontent.com where it says contests, and just enter whichever ones are active at the time. And you know, we'll do stuff. We're giving prizes away all the time. Eventually I want to be able to give away houses, you know. Right now it's books, but you know, I'm working on it. It'd be great to give away like really big things like vacations and prizes and all sorts of really exciting stuff. So I'm working on that. So that's a little overview for anybody that might be new. Just wanted to check in with you and tell you that. In my, so as well as making sure that you go to following and then see first so that you actually see uplifting content, the other thing that you can do to make sure that you don't miss out is sign up to my weekly-ish email. And I say weekly-ish because I had the intention of doing it weekly and then I never quite follow through. So now I just do it whenever I feel compelled to tell you something. So that's why it's weekly-ish. I don't like being spammed by emails 10 times a week, and I promise you I will not do that. You'll get one less than once a week. Does that make sense? Did I just make sense? Am I talking absolute? There'll be no more than 4 a month. How's that? There we go. So anyway, the link to sign up to my email is there. You get 100 of our inspirational memes so that you can start sharing them on social media. And when you subscribe to my weekly email, I'm going to start sending audios, like affirmation audios, just a bunch of other free stuff that I can just give you free stuff. So the newsletter always has something of value in it. Anyway, okay, so I think that's a good little intro for me and uplifting content for anybody that might be new. Hello to the beautiful souls that are on the call. Yes, I've got Tiffany, Ben, what's up, Ben? Joshua is here. Olio is here. Jeff, Jessica, hi. I love it. So there is and Sheena, hello, good evening from Glasgow. Hello, darling. So there's just an awesome, awesome group of people that I love just checking in with. So thank you guys for being on the call as always and just sharing and being awesome. Lovely to see you. And would love to get your thoughts on what we're talking about today. If you've got any questions, feel free to give us a shout and we'll take it from there. So the first thing I want to talk to you about, I put this in my newsletter today, which we sent out. So any of you that are subscribed will have got it. And it's about getting stuff done. So I don't know about you, but personally with me, I find that I have too many things going on. There's too many things that I want to do. And sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming. And what I have learned is that is not the best way of getting stuff done. Having 100 different things to work on because you're being pulled in different directions and you're not able to focus and actually get anything done. Now, what I've recently started doing is just stripping back and prioritizing and working on one thing until it gets accomplished. Now, I read this book a few years ago. It's called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. It's a ridiculous title, and I'll tell you why in a second, why it's called that. Check out the book. Listen to the audiobook if you don't have time to read. Now, the reason it's called Eat That Frog is because if you knew that you had to eat a frog every single day and you left it to the last minute. So basically you knew, like, today I have to eat my frog, I'm not going to do it. And you spent the whole day putting off eating the frog. You would have a really crappy day because you knew that eventually I'm going to have to eat that frog. If you, I don't know why it's eat that frog either, because I'm a vegetarian. It sounds really horrible. Like, I don't know why we'd be eating frog. But anyway, that's the name of the book. But if you just ate the frog first thing in the morning, the first thing you did was get up and eat the frog. Let me turn my phone off so it's not as distracting. If you knew that the first thing that you did was going to eat that frog at the beginning of the day, then you could spend the rest of your day just having a great day. I've eaten the frog now. I don't have to get it done. And the reason that he says that is because what we tend to do when we have a task or things to accomplish, a big thing, is we tend to focus on all the smaller things, the little things, the kind of to-do list stuff that seems easier to tackle, instead of focusing on the big important thing that needs to get done. And the point that he makes is, if you tackle and get the stuff that you need to get out the way first, that's a far better way of getting stuff done, right? And so that's what I want to put to you. First of all, I'd recommend the book. Check it out. Second of all, if you don't have time to do the book right now, just take this advice on board. Figure out what it is that you need to do. And again, I interviewed a really fantastic woman called Erin Faulkner. We have an episode, Let's Talk About How to Get Shit Done. That would also be a great podcast episode to listen to with her, because she has a book about this too, getting stuff done. And it's basically think about what you want, what you need to get done. And then Brian Tracy goes through this in the book. Write it down, which again is, I'm going to talk about Ben Nemtin, who I interviewed on Tuesday. He is amazing. And he talks about this too, how to accomplish your goals, decide what it is, write things down, right? So figure out what you want to do. Write it down. Then you need to go through all of your like to-do lists, all of the stuff that you've got going on, and star the most important thing to get you towards your goals. So if your thing is to be an author, right? Make the first thing, I mean, you can decide this, but I'm just saying this as it's the most reasonable thing to do, logical thing to do, is get into the practice of writing for 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, an hour a day, whatever it is. If it is writing, then make that your thing. Then get up in the morning, allocate a certain amount of time, dedicate time to do this thing, sit down and do it. Even if you just write garbage for 30 minutes, write garbage. And then that is you eating your frog. It's such a random conversation. But it's really important to do this. What I found is I've had a lot of stuff going on lately. I have businesses, trying to work on getting the website going. I wanted to start an uplifting content foundation with Olio, awesome Olio, who I think is on the call today. Yes, he is. Hey, darling. I've been doing like speaking stuff and like wanting to travel, like so much stuff that I can't handle it. So this week, and things just haven't been getting done. I've been working on a book proposal for an uplifting content book series that we're going to be doing soon, which is super exciting, but just was not getting the stuff done. So this week was sit down and get these things done, which was forcing myself to sit down and write the content for my website, which is what I'm going to be using to get the speaking stuff, right? Updating our media kit so that we've got information to send to prospective people about me speaking and uplifting content stuff, making sure that the proposal is completely written and looking gorgeous and good to go and sent to my agent. And I've sat down and ignored everything else until I've got that stuff done. And that is my day. Today I am doing this. And it really, really helps, guys. I can't stress how important that it is that you kind of get focused. And then I feel so much better, because usually what happens is 1,000 things are in my head. I'm super stressed out. I get nothing done because I'm just anxious, stressed. I get nothing done. Now it's you write it down, you prioritize, everything else just goes completely out the window. I'm not focusing on that right now. And you can say that to people. You know, sometimes we find it difficult to say no. I'm not able to do that right now, but next week or in a couple of weeks, I'll be able to get back to you about it. But right now, this is what I'm working on. And it's okay to do that, you know? People respect that, because in that way, you can get your work done. So anyway, getting specific. Deciding what it is that's important. What is the most important thing to get you towards your goals? If it is, what are the important steps? You know, and then doing that work. And then once you've got it complete, you feel great because you've accomplished something. And then you can move on to the next thing and focus on that and get that complete. I think it was, who's the CEO of Microsoft? His name is Bill Gates. I think Bill Gates and another, like one of the richest men in the world, who's really cool. He's actually a really nice man. I've met him personally. Anyway, Bill Gates and like one of the richest men in the world were saying that their key to success is focus, laser focus. And I think that's the problem that we have, guys. There's so many distractions everywhere. Everywhere. Social media. Every time I turn my laptop on, there's 1,000 different notifications. I go on Facebook to check a video and to use it for like an email. And then before you know it, I've spent 45 minutes reading emails and I'm like completely forgot to check the video that I went there for. So we just have to get focused. And the way to get focused is to get organized, write stuff down, star it, just keep that in your mind's eye. This is what I'm working on now until it's done. Okay, so that is what I wanted to say about that. Let me read some of these comments. Tiffany says, yes, must prioritize. She agrees. Silviano says, hi, beautiful. Hello, darling. What a great name. Tiffany says, tech issues. Be right back. Oh, no, come back. Simone's on the call. Hi, love. Oh, Leo, hey there. Roberta, hi, darling, says, hey. Ben says, Ione, what's happening, pretty lady? What's going on, all of you beautiful people? Ben is super friendly. I'm going to meet him soon because he's in LA. This is exciting. Olia says, it takes a lot of discipline working for yourself. People think it's a holiday, but it's more pressure keeping to deadlines. I totally agree with you there, Olio. I work for myself and it is very difficult to stay on track and stay motivated because there's nobody to answer to. And so, yeah, I think it's important to kind of stick to goals. And like I say, when I get rid of all the distractions and just focus on the task at hand, this is what I'm going to do this week and I focus on that thing, it is easier. And, you know, there's a lot of emails that don't get answered. There's a lot of messages that I don't reply to. And I apologize in advance to people for not being very punctual on replies. But for me, it's like, if I'm working on something, I try and work on something. And then I kind of go to my messages when I'm going to the messages. So I'm not very good at being immediate with that. But that's just kind of the way that I'm focusing to get things done. Simone says, I think the 5-second rule is good to use when getting things done. Tell us about the 5-second rule, Simone. I'm curious. Olia says, you all need to come to Trinidad for turtle watching. Thanks, Olio. Although you're planning on going traveling soon. So will you be there? Now, the other thing that I wanted to touch on Tuesday, I had a fantastic interview with Ben Nemtin. So if you haven't already, you can watch the episodes online or you can listen to the podcast episode. And Ben is just really, really fantastic. He started this thing called The Buried Life with him and his friends. And they had this big bucket list and they basically went around they've been doing it for like 12 years now, ticking things off their bucket list and helping other people tick things off their bucket list. And if you go over to the Uplifting Content Facebook page, this is the Facebook page, duh. If you go over to the Uplifting Content Facebook group, you will see, I don't know, I'm being a bit weird now, but it's cool. I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good and weird and loose, loosey goosey. If you go over to the Uplifting Content group, you will see my bucket list. I've put the first 24. I want to make it 100. I've started on 24. But you can kind of see what they are. And I love it because already by doing this bucket list, I am already starting to get these things done from the bucket list. Immediately once I wrote it down, one of them was to have a holiday on a yacht. And I reached out to somebody I knew who has a travel company who had mentioned a yacht thing and me doing some kind of partnership with him. And so I hit him up and it looks like I'm going to be on a yacht in Croatia in July, speaking at this like really cool event, personal development retreat on a yacht in Croatia. Right? Because I wrote it down and I took actions towards going out and making it happen, talking about these things. Who's giving us angry faces? What are you angry about? I'm curious. Someone's angry on the live. And so there was that. The other thing was on there. I'm trying to think of another example. Oh yeah, one was learn tango and salsa. And so I have signed up for salsa classes, which I haven't taken yet, but I've signed up with a Groupon. And there are some tango classes on ClassPass, which I'm using. So anyway, this is really fun. And so I know that some of you have posted your bucket lists in the group. Thank you for doing that. I would love to hear an update on what you're doing or any ones that you've ticked off or the steps that you've been taking. I know that Olio wanted to travel, and I know that he has been working on that, and I'm super proud of you for like putting yourself out there and working on traveling and getting towards that stuff off your bucket list. And trust me, when I get around to it, uplifting content travel trips are definitely something that's coming, I promise. Okay. Olia says, excellent interview. Ben was real. Just made sense. We need to just do it. Yes, he's talking about my interview with Ben Nemptin on Tuesday, which you can listen to that episode if you haven't already. Simone says, the 5-second rule is a book by Mel Robbins. The concept is the first 5 seconds of thinking about doing something you want to do is the most important. If you leave it longer than 5 seconds, you're less likely to do it. Simone, I think I may have checked out that book. I may have even started listening to the audiobook, and I may have just lost interest. I could be wrong. Would you say that it's a really good one to get into? Because I'm struggling. Like recently I've been struggling to get into audiobooks and certain books. Like I'm starting a lot and I'm not really connecting with them. Could just be me being easily distracted or something that's going on. Or it could be the books just aren't great, who knows. But yeah, so would you say the 5-second rule is like really all of it keeps you engaged? Two books that I keep talking about a lot right now, guys, that I absolutely love is one of them is The Like Switch. Let me write these down in the comments so that you've got it too. The Like Switch. Don't know who that's by. And then Never Split the Difference by the legend that is Chris Voss. I am such a fan of Chris Voss. Both of these books are written by former FBI agents. Oh, let me tag him because I can do that. They're written by former FBI agents, and they're all about how to win people around to your way of thinking, how to build rapport, how to better negotiate. Guys, they are such good friggin' books on how to be better at communicating with people. And I am using them. I actually did this. I had a relationship with somebody that ended really badly, really badly. Like, he hated me. Partly because, let me just give you the whole backstory. I love it. Too much information. But you know what? Sharing is caring, guys. I'm going to be real with you and tell you what's going on. Basically, I dated a guy that was a douchebag. He behaved like a douchebag. He isn't a douchebag. Let me be clear about that. And then I had my friend who is like this kind of like player, Jedi mind trick player, really friggin' cool, right? And I said to him, help me like say some things to him to kind of like win him over and like take control of the situation. So what my friend told me to write basically provoked the dude so much, he hated me. And in my mind, as my friend is suggesting me saying these outrageous things, I'm like, let me just trust him. Let me just trust him and go with it. Did not work. Completely backfired. It was a shit show, basically. And so left things really appallingly with this guy. Then I'm reading these books on building rapport and like getting people around to your way of thinking and such and such and such and such. So I go, let me see if I can win this guy around. Not for any other reason other than I'm just trying to test these things. And also, you know, I didn't want to leave things as horrible as they were, and you know, kind of implement some of this stuff. And I did, and I heard back from him, and we kind of cleared the air. So it works. These books really work. And it's about what it really teaches me is that we've all got this innate thing inside us to be right. It's our ego. The ego has to be right. And everybody else has to be wrong, and you have to respect me, and I'm right, and how dare you, right? And so we do this, and we make these stories, and we make everybody wrong so that we're right. And what it really forced me to do is kind of like take stock and ownership of stuff. I did not have to react the way I reacted. I did not have to send him the messages that I sent him. And so as much as he was not the best, didn't act in the most respectful way or show much integrity, my behavior wasn't necessary, right? And so it's realizing that. And then you do this thing called, what Chris Voss teaches is an accusation audit, where you tell everybody, you bring out all of the things that you know that they're gonna hold against you or they're upset about, and you just put it all out there. You just say it, like, I know you think that it was unfair of me to call you a douchebag, blah, 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 blah. And then you say it all there out front, out loud to them. And that takes the sting out of things. Because one, you're saying, I know what you think is not cool. I get it. I hear you, right? Anyway, guys, fascinating stuff. The Like Switch and Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Really great. So I would love to hear from anyone who has read this or checked it out, because I'm just a massive fan and I'm listening to these books on repeat. Because, and then what I'm also doing is going out and just like connecting with people more. You know, I like to chat. I like to communicate with people. And what was happening was I just wasn't being very, what's the word? I wasn't being very social. I kind of had started going into myself a little bit and just being a bit, I don't know, a bit shy, which isn't me at all. And now I'm just going out and talking to people and connecting and asking questions and just seeing how people are and stuff like that and just being genuinely friendly. And what is amazing, and this is what these books talk about, is that when you are like that, when you connect, people are more open to helping out. They're more open to like listening to your perspective when you listen to them and like, you know, build that rapport. Anyway, I'm gonna keep going on about this. I think I've made my point. Roberta says, heck yeah, get off. Well, I don't know what that's about. Lol. That's really funny. So yeah, those were the comments that we've got so far. Cool. Well, I love it. That's kind of the half an hour little topic talk that I wanted to talk about today. Wanted to touch on how to get your stuff accomplished. Wanted to speak about how inspiring I find Ben. If anyone has any more comments and questions, it'll be a couple more minutes until I wrap up. So just a nice opportunity to have a one-on-one with you. So feel free to share any of that stuff. But if not, it's always a pleasure. If you are listening to this as the podcast, make sure you subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review, because we're giving away really awesome a treat, a surprise. So once you have, let's say, send us a screenshot of your review, you doing your review, and we'll send you something that is pretty damn awesome. If you haven't already subscribed to my weekly-ish update, that will be pretty cool. We're going to be working on finding more incredible things to give away. Not that the books we're giving away aren't incredible, because books are incredible. But you know, I want to be giving you some more kick-ass stuff. Eventually, a house. Someone's going to get a house. That's on my bucket list. Give away a house. I think that's pretty much it. Erin says, thanks, love. What you're doing and your vibe is awesome. Glad I found you. Thank you, gorgeous. Glad that you are here. Please be sure to subscribe to the mailing list so I don't lose track with you, and do the following and see first on the Facebook page, on the Uplifting Content Facebook page, so that we can definitely stay connected. All right, guys, have a beautiful rest of your day, evening, afternoon, whatever. I'm going to be back on Tuesday at 10 a.m. interviewing a really lovely lady called Erica. Erica Anders. I saw a post from her about Facebook and about how they've changed algorithms. So I'm fascinated to talk to her about her experience in marketing. So for anyone that's kind of in this influencer online TV, influencer, I think it would be really good to listen to her advice. And she also has a blog called Living the Sweet Life, which I think will be really, really fun and super cool to listen to. And she has a book too. Rob just sent me a picture of a house and said, here you go, because I want to give away a house. You're a sweetheart. Awesome. Well, guys, you are beautiful. I'll see you next week, Tuesday at 10. Feel free to send us stuff. It's a bit of a vague, broad statement. Submit your stuff, I mean. Support some of the stuff. If there's content that you like people have shared, leave comments. Tell them about it. Share it. If there's causes that you think are beautiful, go and check them out. Make a little donation. Sign up to the mailing list to stay tuned. The exciting things that we have that I'm working on right now is the Uplifting Content book series. Very excited about that. So if you have a story that has really inspired you, please tell me about it, because that's what it's going to be, a collection of really moving, powerful, inspiring stories. I'm so excited about the book. So tell me about that. The foundation, which is coming, really helping connect people to charitable causes and get the community active and involved in stuff, and other stuff like that. Whatever. I'm rambling now, guys. I just want to keep talking. I can't stop talking to you. But I'm going to stop now and go and do some work, and have a fabulous rest of your days. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Uplifting Content Podcast with me, Ione Butler. I record these episodes live on the Uplifting Content Facebook page every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. So if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook Live to share your thoughts and questions. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you get updated with the latest episodes twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. It really helps us to reach more people and more listeners. So once you've done a review, email us a screenshot of your review to info@upliftingcontent.com and we will send you a special gift to say thank you. Lastly, the only way that you'll ever get notified from me is if you sign up for my weekly-ish email, which will have information about all our giveaways, what I'm up to, who's coming up on the interviews, just all the good stuff that you don't want to miss. So that's it. We'll have links to all that information in the show notes, and I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you on the lives, perhaps, soon. Bye.